The Philadelphia Orchestra's new semi-staged version of Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet features much of the music from the ballet, with the aerial dancers of Brian Sanders' company, Junk, often suspended high above the orchestra. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more.
Music emanates from the orchestra on stage. Above, dancers sometimes seem to fly. Yannick Nézet-Séguin says the aerial dancers connect with the poetry of the music and the drama of the famous love story. They also enhance the sense of danger.
Which also is in the music. Prokofiev's music is not always pretty. It's sometimes quite out there and edgy, whether it's harmonically or it's with a kind of different sounds, with the orchestration and the use of the instruments.
Prokofiev uses tenor saxophone, he highlights the clarinets, and uses other instruments in innovative ways.
The cellos are having the lion's share of the lyrical moments, and it's cello writing that is so difficult because very high in the tessitura. That creates a tension which brings, I think in a very genius way, the unsettling aspect of the story. You can feel right away that they are not allowed to fall in love and that they are trying to hide this and to live their life and their love in spite of all the opposition.
From this music, Prokofiev also created three orchestral suites as well as works for piano. The ballet itself premiered in Czechoslovakia in 1938, in the Soviet Union in 1940, and has since been interpreted by numerous choreographers worldwide.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.